are here at the CUNA 2018 CUNA Technology and Operations and Member Experience Council's conference in San Francisco. Everybody has said that, but you know what? I keep saying it's well worth it because they both kind of go hand in hand, right?
They absolutely do. That's one of the things that we love about these two councils is not only do we work together, but that's the way you work together in the credit union. The ops and the tech are just hand in hand.
Yeah.
And we came to that conclusion a while ago and made this conference joint, and we're doing more and more joint with them. It's the conference. We do a CIO-COO forum that's also a combined format for the same reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's cool that they're here.
Oh, yeah.
We share a lot of the same sponsors, so having them all here at one time gives the sponsors a chance to see decision makers on both the tech and the operational side, and it's valuable for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And how long has it been since you guys merged the two together? Like,
you know,
4 or 5 years?
It's like been, I think it's been at least 4, and I should know the answer, but
that's okay.
It's been at least 4.
Okay.
It might be 5.
But I mean, I think it's so apropos because I mean, we keep reading in the news and all that type of stuff how the member experience, you know, and it's all technology driven, or is it member driven? You know, it's that chicken and the egg type of thing. So I mean, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, is it the member experience that drives it, or is it technology that drives it?
You know, it's the member experience from my vantage. It's okay. The member experience. Technology needs to support that.
Sure.
But it's about the member, and it's about taking friction out, We work with a lot of technologies. A number of these organizations that are here, credit unions that are here, still have some older technologies, and there's friction there, and it doesn't work as smoothly as you want it to, or as easy as you want it to. When you compare what we're doing to what some of the big banks are doing, you know, we don't always compare the way we want to compare. So having this kind of a conference where you can see the newer technologies and understand how to help that environment for member experience improve is valuable. I mean, as I look at it, it's for us, it's a balance between security and removing friction. Your member expects that there is great security, but security brings friction.
Oh, no doubt.
And so finding solutions where you can remove the friction but keep the security where it needs to be, that's what it's about. And the more you can do that, the more you can improve the member experience.
Yeah. And that is quite the balancing act. Because, everyone, it's the double-edged sword. You know, everyone loves the convenience.
That's right.
But you got to have the security to back up that convenience.
And oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a difficult task.
Yeah. I've had people tell me, why do we have passwords? Well, actually, why do we have passwords? There are better ways to do it than that, right? But for years, we've had people say, well, I don't want the password. I don't want to have to do this. But you got to have something in place in order to ensure the security, obviously. But we've got to find the new creative ways to do all that that can take the friction out so that the member doesn't have to experience all of the friction in order to actually do business with us.
Is that where biometrics comes into play and a number of other things?
Yeah, I think biometrics is a great example of that. You know, today you see a lot of multi-factor authentication. That's friction.
Oh, yeah.
But the more you can do things with, whether it's face print or voice recognition, those kinds of technologies, and there are others, you can go on the biometric side, those are valuable ideas. Those are ways to authenticate a member much quicker, with a great degree of accuracy and very little friction.
Get in that, because I think Mountain America has iVerifies solution where you just blink your eye and you're in, blink your eyes, or you have your eye up here at mobile and you get into your account.
Right.
I think, I'm not sure if they're still using it, but I remember when they implemented it, so I'm not sure what the status is. But I remember that. I was like, oh my gosh, how cool is that? You know?
Very cool.
And now it's Touch ID. I can just put my thumbprint on my phone and boom, I'm in.
That's
so
right.
It's really amazing stuff. And now with Face ID, like you were mentioning, so it's almost like the sky's the limit now with that type of stuff.
Yeah, there's just
fun.
It is. And you know, it's every day's a new day. And every day brings new organizations, new providers with new kinds of technology that'll help us in that area.
And speaking of which, I mean, there's almost kind of an entrepreneurial spirit out here too, because you have a lot of startups and stuff out here. What are your expectations, and then what are your takeaways for this conference? What do you hope attendees take away back to their credit unions on Monday morning and discuss?
You know, I had the opportunity to meet with the Crashers before the conference, and my comment to them, and I'd share it here, is don't try to take away the laundry list because you won't get it done. Pick a couple of things that you actually can go do. And whether that's a really great idea that came out of a sponsor you saw at Speed Rounds and you want to go implement that, or or something you heard from a keynote speaker that was important to you, take a few things back that you can act on. If you try to act on a list of 30, you won't get it done.